The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by the leader of our Boundless Way Copenhagen Sangha, Senior Assistant Teacher Esther Sorgenfrey Bloom.
A few lines from Song of the Grass Roof Hermitage. Though the hut is small, it includes the entire world. In just this place, an old man illumines forms and their nature. A Mahayana Bodhisattva trusts without doubt. Just sitting with head covered, all things are at rest. Thus, this mountain monk doesn't understand at all. Sitting here together, hour after hour, walking, doing samu, resting, breathing. Silently illuminating something. Outside, the sun is setting on Pleasant Street Hill. Seems like a hill to me. The light moving down behind the buildings. Night falling. And in here, as we've been sitting today, sometimes sunlight dancing on the floor in front of us, looking into the wood, sometimes forms arise there. Often forms arise on the inside as we create this stillness together. This willingness that every single one who is here has to spend a lot of time in silence with yourself, with others. And this silent illumination, what is that? Years ago, shortly after I met Melissa and David in Bordeaux in France, I was reminded just when I sat down here tonight that that retreat, David and Melissa were named Mama Bird and Papa Bird. So I sat down in the nest up here and remembered something about it. Years ago, I wrote this line on a small piece of canvas, walking the path of silent illumination, and I put it in the windowsill in my living room. Not really understanding what that meant, but really drawn into that. The sitting still. The sitting still together in Sangha. The noticing the many, many, many lifetimes and arisings from even 5:30 till breakfast. life forms appearing many small deaths along the way. Aspects of ourselves falling away, perhaps, shedding skin. Curious, what is here now? Who am I? What is this? The sound of the fan. The felt sense of the heart beating. Tears behind the eyeball, someone moved in a particular way that touched you, perhaps. Doing dishes and noticing a particular pace from at home, choosing something else here. One dish at a time. Breathing. And the workings of all of us together in this beautiful choreography, symphony. Already I'm noticing that after a few days in. Of course, some of you have been doing this for weeks. But we're dancing together. Supporting each other. Supported by the forms and by the ancient teachings of how to do this.